We're about to take a 5-minute trip around the world to hear how God is growing his kingdom. Want to join us? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll hear how current events are impacting Christians in Yemen, Greece, and South Asia. But first, it's a big day on Capitol Hill. Congress is deciding today if they'll call ISIS persecution genocide. Secretary of State John Kerry has until Thursday to follow suit, which could lead to more serious U.S. action in the Middle East. Author and Middle East expert Tom Doyle says amid the hardship, hope is growing.
Hardline Islam is going to go after Christians. It's just normal that they will, because they can't force them to accept their message. It angers them, and they're going to persecute and they're going to kill. Last year, in 2015, it was called the Year of the Martyr. But I was just talking with a national leader in Syria, and he said this: the amazing thing about all that we're going through is that Jesus followers, the church, has never grown faster in Syria. Politically, there's not a lot of solutions on the horizon that look good, but Jesus is bringing peace to Alawites that follow him now and former Sunni Muslims.
Terrorism is a common thing in the Middle East. Believers are reeling from an unprovoked attack 10 days ago on an elderly care home in Yemen. It had a known Christian connection. Voice of the Martyrs Canada just confirmed the story. They say gunmen burst into the compound and killed 16. Among those who were killed were Christian workers from Rwanda, Kenya, Ethiopia, and India. Yemen, as a country, is anything but friendly to believers. But pray that the small body of Christ there would cling to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's more happening in Greece than just refugees and a financial crisis. Once communism fell in Albania, many Albanians fled to their neighboring country. So Andrew Tewin and his wife, who spent years working in Albania, headed to Greece to continue their ministry. Tewin with Pioneers.
It's been a great advantage to know the language, because it's easy to meet Albanians and for us to start speaking to them, and it immediately creates a connection with them.
In Greece, the couple works on a team planting churches specifically for Albanians.
In this culture, Albanians are very much second-class citizens, and they're sometimes not trusted. So this one of the ways that we try to reach out to them is by helping them to see that God has not forgotten about them.
Being in Greece, there are a lot of challenges, so please pray for the Tewins and that Albanian hearts would resonate with the hope of Christ. They're not the only ones needing love. Recently, Global Advance Workers visited a Pakistani man, Oli, who showed Christ's love to his potential murderer. A suicide bomber had entered his bookshop intending to kill him for being a Christian. But when Oli responded with Christ's love, everything changed. And now that same bomber is Oli's brother in Christ. Please pray for Pakistan's believers' perseverance and for the courage to be Christ's light to others. And finally, there's this picture of a couple, farmers from a poor family in North India. They wrote a letter to Audio Scripture Ministries' J.P. Sundara Rajan, sharing how a missionary provided audio Bibles in their heart language to their community.
After they had received these audio Bibles, there were some religiously affiliated terror groups that occupied their community and cut off connections between the missionary and the community of people that he served.
The Christians were forbidden from worshiping together. Their churches closed. They were cut off from their pastor. But here's the great part of the story.
They said the terrorists can stop us from going to church, but they cannot stop us from worshiping God.
In other words, the audio Bibles provided by people like you gave 24/7 access to God's Word. Details are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alzheimer's and dementia. For friends and family of patients, these are the extreme tests of faith. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease, offering a glimpse of one family's faith walk through this valley. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.